Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
The number of Las Vegas Valley employees being laid off or furloughed continues to rise. One of the great shows in Las Vegas, La Rev, has been permanently closed. 275-plus employees are out of work. Human Nature has left the Venetian. Many, many more have lost their jobs at local restaurants, major retailers, mom-and-pop businesses, and more around the Valley. Many of those jobs are gone forever. The names of the closed businesses are too numerous to mention in a three-minute commentary. Meanwhile, the governor and his COVID-19 response team obfuscate the truth about where we're at in the Silver State. After the governor closed all bars, he promised that a check on individual businesses would be conducted to determine which businesses were complying with the health restrictions and which businesses were not complying. It was suggested that those businesses that were not complying would face fines or further restrictions. What was implied was that those who were complying might be given some kind of leeway. Now it's come out that the state is not letting the public even know where the coronavirus is spreading fastest. There seems to be a lot of secrecy from the COVID-19 response team, and the why is a mystery. State and local health officials are not publicly identifying any specific spreading events or case clusters beyond those at nursing homes and other state-licensed facilities. Are casinos involved in the spread? Are casino pools involved in the spread? Have BLM protests been the source of COVID-19 increases? None of these questions have been answered, and apparently the state has no intention to answer those questions anytime in the near future. The people of Nevada are beyond restless, and they want answers. Coronavirus numbers are increasing, that's true. The numbers of deaths are also increasing in small numbers. However, new cases are well below the daily average over each preceding week. Businesses are enforcing the mandates of masks and social physical distancing, and for the most part, the public is complying with these public mandates. In the meantime, the economy is suffering. People are losing their source of supporting their families, and it's believed that suicides have increased during the pandemic lockdown. It's understood that a decrease in social integration and interaction during an epidemic and the fears caused by an epidemic increases the likelihood of suicides. So the pandemic caused by the COVID-19 coronavirus has helped to create an epidemic of social suffering. The governor has got to wake up and change the way he's been dealing with this crisis. He's got to understand that his orders have created more problems than solutions. This is not only about opening bars. This is about opening all of society. It should be declared that all businesses are wide open. Pressure has to be mounted on the governor to declare that everyone is going to be held to their own individual responsibility. We don't want people to come down with the virus, but we do want people to be able to get back to work, get back to entertainment, and get back to living their lives. We want schools to be open so school-aged children can get back to the experience of learning that provides the greatest sense of success. We cannot wait for a vaccine to guarantee immunization, nor can we wait for an election to change the direction in which we're headed. If we are to maintain Las Vegas as the entertainment capital of the world and offer everyone a respite from their daily lives, the governor and his minions have got to change the direction in which we're headed. Whether we intended it to happen or not, we are headed for the edge of a cliff that will take us, all of Las Vegas, to an abyss from which we may never recover. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.